Let's get to Alec Naaman, Naaman's Catering, right now. And good morning, Alec. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. I guess you're going to be out footballing it tonight, huh?
Yeah, we'll be out there.
Well, let's we're going to get ready for a little tailgate, a little football tomorrow, too. So I'm proposing we do like this shrimp ceviche as a little dip, you know, for a little tailgate.
I saw that. I didn't know exactly what it was, but so that's for if you have a crowd coming over to the house, just go ahead and have some snack food.
Well, yeah, you know, if you do this right, you can make it a like a dip, you know. I take some shrimp, you know, of course, cook it, go ahead and cook it, I'll boil it or saute it, whatever you want to do, but then chop it up really fine because it's going to be dipped like you dip your nacho in it or something.
Okay, all right.
And then I dice up some nice Roma tomatoes, I dice up a really fine red onion, just really fine, and I dice up some jalapenos, I get the seeds out of it, you know, and then dice it up really, really fine, and some green onions, and then, you know, chop you up some cilantro and get you a little salt, a little some lime juice, you know. And after you chop up the shrimp and you add the lime juice, you know, just to toss it around on the shrimp a little bit and let it marinate for about 5, 10, 15 minutes. And then add your tomatoes and your onions and your jalapenos, the green onion, cilantro, all that kind of stuff. And then chill it, you know, till your guests come over and then serve it up as a dip with some tortilla chips or something.
I like that.
Yeah, it sounds really good. And also, obviously, a fitting dish with this weekend and National Shrimp Fest down there.
Good point.
On the Gulf. And, Alec, you know, as long as it's wild Gulf shrimp, this sounds like an absolutely amazing dish here and good for some football tomorrow. You've got all kinds of great items, heat and eat at Naaman's Catering, but also what you're amazing at is catering events. If folks want to have you come out and cater an event for them or come by and get some of that great food you have available, how can they do that?
Oh, man, that's the easy part, you know, so you just call us. But, you know what, let me tell you what's going on, though, with next week. We got the Greek Fest starting up next week.
Right.
And I love some Greek food, okay? So we want to support them. They support a lot of the local charities, the Penelope House and so forth, sometimes the food bank, all that, and all those places are really dear to my heart. But then we also, next Sunday, we have the Little Sister of the Poor's Lawn Party. And it's their annual fundraiser, and I'll be out there running the food court, cooking up a whole bunch of fried chicken and hamburgers and pulled porks and gumbos and crab soups and all that kind of stuff.
Y'all come next weekend, okay? Yeah,
okay.
Do they let you kind of dress up as a nun just for the event?
I'm like the flying nun.
There he is. Hey, by the way, next Tuesday, the Jags have got their next game is a home game Tuesday against Arkansas State. Just want to make sure that the everyone is aware of that. They're not playing this weekend, but very soon, a big Tuesday night game.
That's it. That's exactly what's happening. So, you know what? I'm going to say, go Jags.
Thank you, Alec, very much.
Alec Naaman, I hope he gives Butch Jones a little grief. Alec, he's such a Jags fan. Butch Jones coming to Mobile on that Tuesday night game.
Ex-Tennessee coach, he's going to have to come in early to get that crew cut.
Tightened up.
Yeah, at least examined.
Yeah.
Dan and Dalton and Football Fridays with Feinbaum is on the way.